Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, come on in, sir, madam. It's good to see you again. You can leave your snowshoes over there and park your weapons in the gun rack. Your usual table is set up right close to the bar within crawling distance. And you're just in time. Rap on the bandstand is Elmore Nixon and If You'll Be My Love.
Something I want you to do. Will you be my love, baby? Something I want you to do. You know deep down in your heart I'm in love with you. If you be my love, I'll settle down. I'll be the most happy man in town. For you to be my love, baby, something I want you to do. You know deep down in your heart I'm in love with you. Baby, something I want you to do.
Nice piece of early Texas rhythm and blues there. Elmore Nixon was from Houston, the piano player. The alto solo was by Henry Hayes, and the record was from 1950, and it's Savoy 1105. Now let's go out to California and Johnny Fuller. Some things in this world drive you out of your mind. Hey, I can empathize with that. That was Johnny Fuller. It's on one of Bob Geddin's labels, Irma 106, from Oakland, California, from 1956. Slightly unusual record, that. Anyway, very good, I think. Okay, let's move to Mojo Watson. And this is on Atlas 1080 from 1957, and is a 78, so could be a little hissy.
I can tell by
Recorded in Kansas City, that was Mojo Watson, and You Know You Don't Want Me. Well, let's go down south now to Louisiana and my favourite down-home gold band sound. This is another Eddie Shuler recording. I'm not sure this was ever issued, but Eddie Shuler produced it. It's Elton Anderson with the Sid Lawrence Orchestra, and not the British Sid Lawrence Orchestra, but presumably Louisiana Sid Lawrence Orchestra. And it's Catch That Train. Come on, let's catch that train.
I was standing at the station with my suitcase in my hand. I was standing at the station with my suitcase in my hand.
Elton Anderson and Catch That Train. I guess a gold band demo. Well, this week's rare record, I couldn't resist this title. This is Look Out Papa, Don't Tear Your Pants. And it's by Papa Charlie Jackson. Record comes from the John Tefteller collection. 78, of course, from 1927. Papa Charlie Jackson was from New Orleans. He was an older man. He was born in 1885. So he knew a lot of old stuff. And I guess this is one of them.
Oula, oula, jingle the dapple and goula. Oula, 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 oula.
Yes, sir. My pap is an old man. Crazy about young girls. By me being the oldest son, that made me be crazy too. Now I'm gonna tell you all about my pappy getting over that fence.
You had some trade and you ought to do so damn fast. look out, daddy gonna tear your pants. I want you to understand. I know, man, mama don't understand. Oh, daddy, don't tear your pants. Let me do it. I want to tell you what the fun is, Sam. You know you had a needle and you had some thread and you ought to do so damn fast.
Papa Charlie Jackson and Look Out Papa, Don't Tear Your Pants. Well, this week's jazz record is a little bit of boogie woogie. It's from Ace Harris and it's MFT Boogie. Ace Harris was the resident pianist with the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, perhaps not quite so well known as Avery Parrish, who wrote After Hours Blues and recorded that with Erskine Hawkins, but still he was with the Hawkins Orchestra for quite some while. That was 78 from 1945, Hub 3001 and MFT Boogie. Interesting the way he combines Boogie Woogie Left Hand with some little cute bop phrases there. Okay, let's move on down to Hollywood. And this is King Perry and Get Out of My Face.
Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Get on out of my face. Every time you get broke, you want me to be your ace.
talking like a baby, running your hand through my hair? Why you talking like a baby, running your hand through my hair? That old Billy done cooing ain't gonna get you nowhere. I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. Yes, I can always tell when you're trying to get some of my loot. You wanna call me daddy, start trying to be real cute. So you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place. Go, 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 yeah, go, go. I know you don't love me, all you want from me is my dough. So you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you want me to be your ace. I don't mind giving you money, but you know I've got pride when I know you're jiving, honey. Let me wait on inside. Don't be calling me daddy, I ain't coming no more. You let the doorknob hit you, out the door you go. Yeah, you just get on out of my face. 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 Every time you get broke, you make it on round to my place.
Get Out of My Face by King Perry. That's on Look 45-104. I think it's also on another earlier release, Hollywood 103.5. Got a nice record, that. Let's now turn to a man who managed to convince Alan Lomax that he was a country boy who'd never made any records before. And this is Duke Boy Bonner. He kind of forgot this one, at least. This is on Irma 111. It's from 1957. It was recorded again by Bob Geddings in Oakland, California. Duke Boy Bonner on harp and guitar, and Lafayette Thomas on guitar, and Rock With Me Baby.
Baby, sitting over there, baby. Sitting all by yourself. Just you come on and join me, baby, unless you're waiting for someone else. You should rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. See how much fun I can be. Love to have my fun, pretty baby. Stay out all night long. You ought to come on with me, baby. Find out what's going on. You ought to rock with me, baby. Yeah, rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. See how much fun I can be. We'll be right back.
baby. Don't say a word at all. You should come on and rock with me, baby. If you want to have a ball, you ought to rock with me, baby. Yeah, rock with me, baby. You should rock with me, baby. See how much fun I can be.
Duke Boy Bonner and Rock With Me Baby. Duke Boy Bonner first turned up in the UK, I think, on an Alan Lomax Roots of the Blues compilation, where Lomax was travelling around the South collecting folk blues, and I guess Duke Boy Bonner happened to be visiting at the time when Lomax was there, and he managed to convince Lomax that he'd never made a record before, and there's quite a few tracks of Duke Boy Bonner on Alan Lomax's Library of Congress recordings, as I say, rather forgetting that he'd made quite a number of commercial records before then, and that was one of them. Well, it's just about time for the gospel spot, and this week it's Evelyn Freeman and the Exciting Voices. Evelyn Freeman was the sister of Ernie Freeman, one of my all-time favourite pianists. And that was a kind of a sleeper. It was originally released on a Bel Canto record in 1958. And I don't know how it got picked up, but a United Artists picked it up in 1961 and released it as a single, and it did very well. And I think the Exciting Voices went on to do the backings for quite a number of hit records after that, not gospel. So Evelyn Freeman and the Exciting Voices and Didn't It Rain. In case you wondered, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall. We're on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where you will find all the Keynote Club shows, podcasts since time immemorial, and you're welcome to download them and listen to them at your pleasure. You can also drop me a line now at keynote@sheffieldlive.org. So if you've got any complaints or violent outbursts, you can now correspond with me and I will treat them accordingly. For the moment, I have to leave you, and I'll be back in a flash.
Stopping global warming has finally gotten cool. Street Style meets environmental concern with this seriously bad, morally good, fully customizable luxury VIP style hybrid sedan. The Karen Dilettante. Expensive, but the earth is worth it. She'll swoon at your low exhaust emissions and maybe let you do a bit of exploring of her exhaust too. If you understand real bling, you can make it run on expensive champagne and fine cigars. Save the planet for only $39,999. The Karen Dilettante. Bad plus good equals better for everyone.
Is your best friend a terrorist? Find out tonight.
Weasel News, the news Liberty City trusts.
What do terror, porn, and candy have in common? We've got live coverage.
The loss and mourning continues after last year's Liberty City air show went hideously awry. We'll loop the same footage over and over next.
And Weasel Chopper 4.
Ethnics are at it again.
If someone's in trouble or on fire, the Weasel News Chopper is there on top of the action.
Are you riding the train with a terrorist?
What do celebrity vaginas look like? Weasel News is on the scene.
We call it News. Your team for the war on terror, the weather, and sports. Weasel News.
That was Syl Austin and Shuffling Home. Syl Austin was from Florida, I think, originally, and he won a talent contest for Mercury, and he had a number of hits on Mercury over the years. I think that was actually a hit. It's Mercury 20237, and it's from 1956. Very nice tenor instrumental.
That train whistle down the track. It's gonna take me away, baby, and I won't be back very well and a fail. Goodbye, so long. But before I go, I want you to know you did me wrong. When the sun comes up and the rooster crows, my bags will be packed and I'll be ready to go. Very well and a fail. Goodbye so long. But before I go, I want you to know you
did me wrong, did me wrong.
Interesting 45 this, it's by the Prince Royals, and it was called Farewell Annabelle, and it's on Kari, Kari, K-A-R-I, 601, from sometime in the 1960s, I would guess. I don't know anything much about this record, except that it features Sax Kari, who was a multi-instrumentalist, and he played on a lot of people's hit records. This was presumably one he made himself, and I presume that's him on guitar. He may even still be alive, Sax Kari. Last I heard of him, he was 85 and living in an old person's trailer home somewhere. I think he really deserved better. He made some great records in his time. Here comes the Zydeco spot now, and it's If You Want Good Loving, and it's by Donny Jacobs. Donny Jacobs on Gin 45201. Early Zydeco, it's 1966, and a very nice 45. This next record is by Ray Williams, somebody else who I'm afraid to say I don't know anything much about. It's called I Do, I Do, but I can tell you it's on Aladdin 3308.
Do I do, I do, do I do. Another you. Can't you remember, baby, when you said that we were through? I fell down on my knees and said there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I do love you. Turtle dove, sincerely, baby, you are the only girl in this world.
From 1955, that was Ray Williams and Do I Do. This next record is on Spark. It's Spark 12045, and the record collectors amongst you will recognise. Spark was a Lieber and Stoller, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller record label. Lieber and Stoller were responsible for the Coasters, the Robins, and lots of other groups with comic and great rock and roll records. And this is not any of those. It's a group called Gene and Billy, but it's got that kind of Lieber and Stoller style to it. It's called It's Hot.
That mean old sun shining down on me, burning my eyeballs, I can't hardly see. I've been laying here for 6 hours trying to make up my mind whether to go to work or just to stop trying. Cause baby, it's hot. Don't you know I'm burning up? The bees are humming.
The summers are coming.
And it's hot. My wife told me to go out and cut the grass. I thought I'd lay down a bit just to let the sun pass. I saw a little ant dragging a piece of bread as big as me. He was working so hard I started sweating, so I just put him out of his misery. Cause baby, it's hot. Don't you know I'm burning up? The neighbors are fighting.
Mosquitoes are biting.
And it's hot. I got a funny old lady I just don't understand. She picked the strangest times to wanna hold my hand. Sweat pouring out my body, I'm as mad as I can be. Don't hold my hand, woman, just get away from me. Cause baby, it's hot. Like to go to the pool.
Found myself keeping cool.
Cause it's hot. Now I'm not a lazy man, but it's one thing I know. The rain must fall to make the grass grow. The good Lord put me here so I know I'm one of the human race. I don't ask for too much, just a little cool air across my face. Cause baby, it's hot. Don't you know I'm burning up? talk about getting a job,
I just might stop.
'Cause baby, it's hot. Pass me the ice water.
A Libra and Stella tune that, unusually for them, wasn't a hit. It's good, though. Gina Billy, and it's hot.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, now it's time for the week's challenging record. Something to make you think. Did a little bit more intellectual than the usual stuff. This is the legendary Stardust Cowboy. I really don't know what to say about this record. I truly don't. It's called Paralyzed. You will be astonished and learn that it has T-Bone Burnett, the great T-Bone Burnett, on drums. The legendary Stardust Cowboy was from Texas, from Lubbock, Texas, in fact. Pretty boring kind of place, I believe, except for Buddy Holly, of course. It's on Mercury 72862 from 1969, and hearing is believing.
Hey, yeah, where else is it? Who's it now, brother? Makes me feel of so good.
Legendary Stardust Cowboy and Paralyzed with T-Bone Burnett on drums. Well, let's pass on now to something slow, smooth and easy with Anita Tucker.
Slow, smooth and easy. Thank you.
That was Slow, Smooth and Easy by Anita Tucker with, according to the label, the Howard Biggs Music. And it was on Capitol F3277 from 1955. Good year, 1955, I guess. Well, let's move on to another track by Lightning Slim.
Well, I look back yonder, 1944. I had two fine women living right door to door. That was too close together. That was too close together. That was too close together, man. You know that I had to move. Well, I got it one morning about 3:30. I knocked on one door, the other looking at me. That's too close together. That was too close together. That was too close together, man. You know that I had to move. Well, let's move on out, son. Just to get a little tardy. Father sat down, another note all about it. That's too close together. That's too close together. That was too close together, man. You know that I had to move. Well, I thought I'd walk out and have a little fun, baby. Father get in, Lord, I had to run. That was too close together. That was too close together. Lord, it's too close together, man. You know that I got to move. Well, let's move out, son.
That was Lightning Slim. A real gentleman. I had the pleasure of touring with him many times. I can remember taking him to meet my grandmother, who was about the same age at the time, and they had a ball. That was Lightning Slim, Too Close Together, and it was Excello 45-2179 from 1960. Let's go on now to a man that you all know. It's B.B. King, and Don't You Want a Man Like Me.
Don't you want a man like me? Oh, baby, don't you want a man like me? I can love you, baby, better than you used to be. Oh, baby, don't you need a man around? Oh, baby, don't you need a man around? I can love you, baby, better than any man in town. Used to be. Oh, baby,
astonishing that to think that he's still topping the bill at blues festivals all over the world. That's B.B. King, Don't You Want a Man Like Me, and that was RPM 412, and it was recorded back in 1954. Well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. We're on FM 93.2 and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I've had a ball with you today. I hope you've enjoyed the show and look forward to seeing you next week. I'm going to leave you with an appropriately titled track from Roy Hawkins. This program ain't no fault of mine. See you soon.
He had a little girl, but he didn't know how to start.